5. Right now, let's determine that biggest show coming to town.
Biggest show.
All right.
Yes.
It's brought to us by Trend HR and by the Granada Theater. Go to GranadaTheater.com for show listings. All right, we have 8 candidates this week. Let's run through the list and we'll vote on which we think is the biggest show coming to town. We start with candidate number 1 tonight at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie. It's Enrique Iglesias.
Oh, boy, he's got some web songs.
That's Enrique Iglesias?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Auto-tune's a bitch.
He's got a high voice now.
Is he not married to Anna Kournikova? Or dating Anna Kournikova or something?
What's with that?
They were together. See. I don't know if they're married.
Obviously.
If he has had any kind of relationship with her, we have to bow down to him.
Yeah, I give him that, I guess, but his music's a beating.
Is he the one with a mole on his face?
Maybe.
I don't know about that.
He was born in 1975, making him, what, 36?
36.
Julio's kid?
Correct.
And hadn't Julio had a whole bunch of kids? Or is he... Is he pretty straight, single? What am I saying about everything?
Or has he not had a whole bunch of kids? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
It says here he's the third and youngest child of Julio.
So it's three a whole bunch?
Yeah, so they married.
He and Anna?
Yeah, it says that... Showbiz Spy reported that they got married in April. Is that true? I guess some people are denying it.
Sounds reputable.
Yeah, Showbiz Spy. God, I can't take this. Is noise.
I'm telling you, it's awful.
It's big on that I-93, though.
Yeah, no.
This is a current hit?
Yeah. Earlier this year.
All right, candidate number 2. Biggest show coming to town this week. Friday night. On the Chevy main stage at the State Fair of Texas, Randy Travis.
We may just bottom out on you at some point.
Who Gordo verbally assaulted at the Super Bowl.
I did not verbally assault him. He laughed. What did I say to him? He looked and laughed.
We were driving near the Death Star, and he was walking with some hot blonde, and you rolled down your window and yelled...
I yelled something that cracked him up, but I can't remember what it was.
It was something like, woohoo, Randy, or way to go, Randy, or love you, Randy.
I thought it was like, you're better than Alan Jackson, or I thought there was some reference in there.
I can't remember. He is now 52. Bevy of number one hits.
Yeah, I like this song.
And he married his manager, who was like 15 years older than he was. They were married for a long time. They just recently, I believe. Just recently, their marriage passed away.
It's a tough one, pal.
Candidate number 3. Also Friday night. This at the Windstar in Thackerville.
Yeah,
Three Doors Down.
How big this song is.
How far apart of the house is, though?
0 watts.
Oh, okay. So not very far.
No.
That's a
late 90s
drum line
for
to radar love.
Early aughts for this song.
Early aughts.
He doesn't help out that bad.
In fact, the earliest of aughts, 2000.
Okay. This song was huge.
Yeah.
Well, this is another song that ain't so great.
It's okay.
This?
It's okay.
Yeah, I don't mind this.
Got a decent hook.
Where's the hook?
Hang on.
Gotta repeat the verse again.
Get to the interesting part. Come on. People are on the move. They need to get to the hook early.
Every
here.
Song doesn't have to have a hook in 30 seconds.
Hold on. Here it is. Okay, here it is.
Super male? Hell?
He does have a meow. What's kryptonite?
Boy, this is boring.
Oh, it's not that bad.
They released a new album, Time of My Life, in July, and it made it to number 3 on the charts.
Yes, I swear.
All right, candidate number 4, biggest show coming to town this week. This is Saturday night at the Majestic Theater in downtown Dallas. It's Clint Black, and he'll be performing...
Clint.
That's what I said, Clint Black.
I'm not correcting you anymore. I want you to hang for this offense.
What offense? I'm saying the guy's name.
You are pronouncing his first name in a very vulgar female fashion.
Not. How much more plainly can I say it? Clint. Black.
Huh.
You can
black.
Say
black.
Sir.
You can say much.
Clint African American.
Much clear. Much more clearly than that. Trust me.
Well, I'm sorry if I'm slurring my words this morning.
Well, that's one of Gordo's favorite.
Which one is this?
I rack and I roll.
Yeah. Oh. No what they say, Black Clint. We have
a resolution. What are you trying to get away with?
Nothing. I'm just saying, you know, when you see him.
Hang on.
In alphabetical and on alphabetical list,
it says
last name first.
I rack 'em up and I roll. Yeah.
Boy, this guy, he is as country as country gets.
Yeah.
He is from New Jersey.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know about that. Pretty boy.
Isn't he the one with squint eyes?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Married to Lisa Hartman. I had a crush on her when I was a kid when she played. Okay, you're going to get this wrong. Take it the wrong way. She had a series in which she played the grown-up Tabitha. There. So not. So you can't twist it to I had a crush on Tabitha.
I got news for you. I had a crush on original Tabitha.
You also still have a crush on Cindy Brady, which I find weird.
Those were the two girls that I had crushes on when I was a little kid. But I also had a... You all right, George?
I'm fine.
I also had a crush on Elizabeth Montgomery, too.
I love Elizabeth Montgomery.
She was so great.
Yeah.
Now, why'd you play that, Jer?
I don't know. That was George.
What name?
It was his bottom.
Elizabeth Montgomery, of course, passed away due to death.
Due to death?
Basically, she had colon cancer.
Oh.
Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week.
Way to go,
Saturday night at the Allen Events Center. It's a twin bill.
Well, they've been rocking lately.
Featuring Loudon Wainwright III and Mary Chapin Carpenter.
Oh, well, okay. I don't know how much they're rocking.
Of course, this is at my event center. You know, the Woody Allen Events Center.
Die.
I didn't make it to Judas Priest.
I got the change in my pocket going jingle.
They're both popular folk artists. Well, I woke up this morning
and stumbled out of my rack. Never quite understood, you know, country music.
I'm fucking nerd.
You hate their voice, so why are you doing it?
You know what?
You hate that voice, so why are you doing it?
Because I gotta irritate myself.
Amazing. But you're irritating all of us, too.
It's gonna be a long day. Stacked against you,
girl. Get back in bed. Mm. You know, I think that was originally said by David Hume, you know.
Candidate number 6, biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday at Billy Bob's, Ronnie Dunn. Is that one half of Brooks and Dunn?
Yeah, Brooks and Dunn split up. We all bleed red. This is a big single now in country music.
So who wrote most of their music when they were Brooks and Dunn?
I think they were pretty split, yeah.
And what about lead singing? Were they, did they each?
He was.
Who?
He sang lead most. Ronnie Dunn did most of it. He's more the front guy.
But kicks books. He, you know.
But shut up, Woody.
Yeah, but why are you? It's like you're yelling at Sun Yi. It's like
shut up.
Candidate 7, Saturday night on the Chevy main stage at the State Fair of Texas, the Bangles.
I'd bangle that lead singer.
Susanna Hoffs.
Yeah. She was a hot.
Is she still hot?
You know, I would put my money on yes.
Really?
Yeah.
She always had a very young look to her, so I bet she's held up well.
Well, the song always just defeated me.
It was a great song.
Hated the song. Walk Like an Egyptian.
Wow,
I have a picture of her from 2008, and she is definitely still hot.
Oh, yeah.
She's now 52.
Wow.
But which Egyptian? I mean, you know, Hosni Mubarak? Or, you know,
Ramses.
Ramses the Second? I mean, what? But why? Why?
Their hits included this song.
Don't see, you're laughing.
Don't laugh
that was
that.
Funny. Mubarak cracked me up.
Manic Monday.
Oh, written by Prince, right?
Believe so. Walking Down Your Street. Hazy Shade of Winter and Eternal Flame.
I think Hazy Shade of Winter is a pretty good song. Do we have that one, Jer?
They had some decent stuff.
Hold on.
This is Eternal Flame.
I like this song.
Yeah. This was their biggest hit, in fact.
Well, she sounds different here. Is it the same that Susanna Hoffs singing?
I was having trouble finding a good version of this.
Yeah, that's right.
That's her. She's a little helium there.
Candidate number 8.
I swear I'm going to hit you.
Our final candidate. Sunday at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Bush.
Rich?
I want to just say to everyone who
Different
came
Bush.
Out here to Verizon.
We have Bush. Coming to town.
Don't single me out on this.
Hot prickly bush.
It's very generic.
People who didn't buy tickets are evildoers. They don't believe in your freedom.
See Callie and the new Bush stand up on Sunday on his bed?
Was it failed?
No, it's funny. Okay. We get the idea.
Ask yourself, what the hell is this guy saying?
All this generic.
So I'm drunk. Here's a fetus.
All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week is a candidate 1 tonight at the Verizon. Enrique Iglesias. Candidate 2. Friday at the State Fair on the main stage. Randy Travis. Candidate 3. Friday at the Windstar. Three Doors Down. Candidate 4, Saturday at the Majestic Theater, Clint Black.
Very good.
Candidate 5, Saturday at the Allen Events Center, Loudon Wainwright and Mary Chapin Carpenter. Candidate 6, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Ronnie Dunn. Candidate 7, Saturday at the Fair, the Bangles. Or Candidate 8, Sunday at the Verizon Theater, Bush. George.
I'm going to say Ronnie Dunn.
All right. Gordo?
Well, she's good working with Wood, that Mary Chapin. But I'm not going to vote for her. This is my vote.
If it's a car song, we're going to have a brawl in here.
It's not a car song. You don't recognize it?
The Bangles.
You think? This part's a beating, but the guitar riff when it starts. Oh my god! Get to it. Jeez, get to it. Some right. Music to snort coke to.
Rich?
Give me Enrique.
They record that in the bathroom?
Jer.
Bush is now almost acceptable, but I'll go with Enrique.
I sure do appreciate
Fernando.
It.
Randy Travis.
Okay, I'm going to go with Enrique. So 3 votes to 1 to 1 to 1. Enrique Iglesias, tonight, Verizon, biggest show coming to town.